This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Greetings, people of Earth. I know you've been spending a lot of time in your homes, and since I've been hanging out on your planet, if it's any consolation, every night I've been breaking into your cars and squirreling away a single herring, so you'll have something to do once you get back out. Tracking down a month-old herring in your vehicle, that's the first beat of Joseph Campbell's hero's journey, right? Either that or sitting through a lecture by a disinterested Alec Guinness while he waits for his check to clear. Now, when we last left our heroes, they were busy doing something or other. Let's see how they've progressed with that, shall we? Sit back and enjoy the show.
Stronger!
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 5 years and 4 weeks ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift to, I believe, this splinter in my finger that used to be part of a magical table, and I used that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord, and it has now brought us to Strong Guy Island, which I'm leaning towards referring to as Strong Island, an island of weird, powerful warriors. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, John the Talking Badger.
Little squeeze?
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. This place is so weird.
I know.
And I wouldn't even say you said a lot of powerful beings. Some of the people here have no power. Have you met Laderick?
What?
Laderick?
Laderick, no.
He's a guy named Derek whose back is a ladder. Like, that's not necessarily powerful, but it's a thing. Like, I guess that's his personality.
His back is a ladder?
Yeah.
And people just, like, climb up his back?
Yeah. Like, if they need to get something, like, you know, something on a higher shelf or something, I guess?
But only as high as Derek is?
And you shouldn't confuse Laderick with Ladderick. Ladderick is just a guy who likes ladders, named Rick.
Oh.
Also, don't confuse him with Ladlerick, or Dreidelrick, or Picklerick.
Oh, no.
All very different people.
Holy cow. So, we're here, but I'm not really sure where we should go or what we should do. I mean, is there any way to get to whoever is the boss of Strong Guy Island?
Oh. Oh, boy. On an island of bosses, who's the boss?
Yes, everyone is sort of clamoring to be in charge here, even though they work together as heroic warriors. It's possible that in time, if we are patient, we shall meet the correct people and be taken to the castle. But right now, we should enjoy ourselves at this resort. And I say, I know that we need to find the artifact and defeat the Dark Lord.
Why do you say it's artifact? Why do you say it like that?
Because it's an artifact. It's burrowed into my brain now, and I cannot shake it.
Artifact. I love double checks.
Yes, but now we should focus on networking and meeting the correct people to work our way up the ladder of Strong Island.
Ooh, yeah, let's mingle. It's schmooze.
I gotta say, I'm a little more intimidated than usual. I know the podcast kind of helps me have, like, I have a little bit more courage in talking to strangers, but there's everyone, most of the people here are just so muscly and intimidating or covered in a weird substance.
Yeah, everyone has their thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, what's your thing?
What's my thing?
Yeah, I feel like on this island, if you just introduce yourself as Arnie, they're going to balk at you. Like,
what is that? Like, how do I? Oh.
Maybe you're like Army, and like maybe Usador makes your arms real big. You're Army.
Oh, Usador, can you make my arms real big?
Oh, sure, if you'd like that.
Okay.
You could also be Sword Gut Guy.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah,
I forgot.
The sword
I've got a
that's
sword.
That's your thing.
Yeah, Sword Guy.
Swarny. Or Kebab.
Oh, yeah, Kebab. That's perfect.
You're Kebab or Kebabert.
Okay, I'll be Sword Guy.
And, of course, I go and am known by many names throughout Foon. But here on Strong Guy Island, everyone knows me as Wizard Man.
Ooh, love that.
Oh, and Chun, you should be Badger Boy.
Well, yeah, Badger Boy's a good one. Or even, like, Badgeric.
You're really into it.
Shoehorning in a name?
Words like... Wait, why Eric?
I'm trying to think of like Badger. Badger ends with ER, uh-huh. And then an ER, a name that starts with ER, I just thought of Eric, Badger Eric.
Well, this is because last night, after you went to bed, we met Lobsterica.
Who is a hysterical lobster.
Yes. Yeah, she's very nice.
Oh, okay. So I'm Sword Guy. Chunt is...
Badgeric.
Mm-hmm. And you're Wizard Guy.
Wizard Man.
Sorry. Should we start making a round? Should we start to see who we can...
I guess so. Should we try to pull someone over to the table?
Pressing some flesh?
Sure. Actually, I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but I as Wizard Man, must go and speak to Magic Man for a while. We have we've kind of a Venn diagram that overlaps, so it's important that we sort of know who's taking care of what at any given time.
And I know, Badgeric, it seems rude, but try to understand. He's a magic man.
I'll try. I can't promise, but I'll try.
Well, very well. I'll be off. Excuse me. I'll be back shortly.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it's just...
Is it two of us? Best friends at it again?
No, I just feel like we're at back in action. A weird party, and one of our buddies left. It feels a little... Wait, someone's coming. Be cool.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you all this evening?
Good. What's your thing?
Yeah. What's your name?
What's your name? And then we'll discern the thing from you. Yeah.
I, of course, am Shield Man.
Shield Man. Oh.
It's a pleasure to meet you. What is your name?
I'm Sword Guy.
Wow.
Sword Guy. Are you related to Sword Man?
No. Oh, there's already a Sword Man?
Yes. And Sword Woman.
Oh, and Sword Woman.
And their children, Sword Daughter and Sword Son.
Oh. Oh, okay. No, do they all have swords?
Yes.
In them?
Not in them. They use them the way I use shields.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And your name, sir?
My name is Badgeric.
Badgeric?
Yeah.
So you... are named Eric and like badges?
Close enough. I'm a badger.
Ah, I see.
And the word Eric just flows naturally at the end of badger.
Mm-hmm. It just rolls off the tongue. But Eric, sure.
Can I ask Shield Man, and thank you for coming over, and you are a big muscly guy. I'm really impressed. And great mustache, by the way.
Yes, and thank you for being so forthcoming. I thought you'd be like super defensive, but you're really enjoyable.
Well, I am very useful in a defensive manner when on the field, fighting in great battles.
Because your shields.
Oh, yes, I have. I have these two shields, one on this arm, one on this arm, this one on my back, this one that I can pull down over my face.
Wow.
These two on my knees. My boots are all shields. And if you look here under my loincloth, a shield.
Oh.
Oh, no, look here. I'll lift up the shield. There you go. If you want to look at that, too.
All right. And shield, is that an acronym?
Oh, it is not. What could something like shield stand for? It just means shield.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, the S in shield is probably shield again.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's probably...
held.
Oh, this is so interesting. I never thought about this. Shield held in every domain.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, I hold a shield in every domain.
That's fine.
That'd be Sheedman.
That'd be Sheedman.
Shield held in every living domain.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. So why don't you have loincloths? Can I get you a hairy loincloth? I have many hairy loincloths.
Oh, that's right. I'm so sorry.
It has to be hairy?
So many shields, I didn't notice that behind them you seem to be just
Did
wearing...
Did someone call for hairy loincloth?
Oh, no.
Oh, Harry, come over here and meet my new friend.
Oh, yes, very pleased to meet you. My name is Harry Loincloth.
Oh, hey, you're a big hairy guy.
Thank you.
Nice goatee.
Mm, thank you.
Harry, let me introduce you to Sword Guy.
We're well met,
Hi,
Sword Guy.
Not to be confused with Sword Man, Sword Woman, Sword
Any
Son.
Relation to assorting to Jim? It's a man named Jim who goes a-sorting.
He goes a-sorting?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And this, of course, is Badge Eric.
Very, very nice to meet you, Badge Eric.
Or very nice to meet you. You love badges?
Close enough.
Yeah. We gotta change Badge Eric.
We gotta.
It's a lot of confusing conversations.
My friend Swordman and I are gonna go over by the drinks for just a moment. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse us.
Let's collect ourselves. Badge Eric's not working. How about, so I'm a shapeshifter, so instead of shapeshift, maybe like...
Shapo.
I mean, honestly, not terrible.
Yeah.
Shapo's pretty good. Shapo water. Shapo...
The way you used to shift, Shapo would be especially good because you would shapeshift after an O.
Oh, what if I'm just shift? Where it's like, who's that bad mother? Shut your mouth. That's shift.
Oh, yeah. You are a complicated man. No one understands you.
Or what if I wear like a dark, like a black cape and I go as night shift?
Ooh,
I'm going to be night shift.
Yeah.
I can only shapeshift at night.
Yeah, and your catchphrase is shift happens.
Oh, so how's it going over here?
Magic Man.
Wizard Man. Yeah. I just had a conversation with Magic Man.
Details.
How did that go?
Well, Spell Man is not happy with us.
He's the guy who can spell any word?
That's Spelling Man.
Okay, who's Spell Man?
He casts spells.
Okay, and who's Spielman?
He's a great storyteller.
And who's Spill Man?
He often has glasses of milk with him.
And who's Lil Man?
He's right underneath you.
Oh, sorry, Lil Man.
Watch it.
Sorry, Lil Man. Guys, I'm so sorry. I know we're right in the middle of the podcast. I think I'm going to have to go find a place to go to the bathroom. I've got to go find a place to stay.
Oh, you don't have to go to the bathroom. Talk to Shitto.
Talk to Shitto?
Shitto. Yeah, he's a guy you can shit in his mouth. He doesn't have any power or anything. You can just shit in his mouth.
I don't think I want to do that.
Oh, sure. You could talk to Shitto. You can talk to Water Closet. You can talk to Bathman.
Yeah. Bathman? Mm-hmm. I don't need to take a bath.
Bederek, you can talk to.
Bederek. Huh, there's something about.
See, that works. Bederek doesn't work. Bederek. Now that's a name.
Still something about Eric.
Works so much better than Bederek, right?
Sure. Oh,
Better. Yeah. Here's the thing is I think I saw Bederek and I was like, I want to take that. And I didn't quite. I tried to shoehorn it in with, with Badger.
Sure, yeah.
But I love Bederek.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to just go find a. I'm probably going to go outside of and find just a place to go.
Wait, Arnie, do you have to do number one, number two? Or a three?
I think mostly a number one, but there's risk of a number two.
Always is.
Always is. Yeah.
Okay, well, go do your biz.
Okay.
And Wizard Man and I will hold down the fort.
Okay, sounds good.
Who do we want to talk to?
Well, I don't want to talk to Pissman.
Pissman?
He would have talked to Arnie, probably.
He just pisses me off. How about, Bumblefuck's over there.
Oh, the bee person?
Yeah.
Who likes to get down?
You always like the Bumblefuck. Let's see.
Hey, excuse me, I'm Wizard Man.
Oh, hello, Wizard Man.
And I'm Night Shift.
Night Shift, oh.
Oh, I like that one.
Ah, don't be afraid. I know I look like a terrifying lizard man, but I am Crapdoor.
Crapdoor? You're a crapping raptor?
Pretty much. That's sort of the long and short of it. Thank you. Some people don't get it right away.
Wait, are you the crapping raptor or the rapping raptor?
I am definitely the crapping raptor. Nope, not me. Not me.
I've noticed that as a raptor...
Yes?
Usually when you see sort of lizards that are classified as raptors, they have very small sort of forward... I suppose they're arms... Yes. Or legs, I don't know, the little short legs. But yours are very muscular, even though they're still very short.
Yes, they're very strong. I can't do a lot with them, but if someone gets close up, I could hold on to them while I crap on them.
Oh, very interesting.
What a counter.
All the power of crapping.
Any relation to Crapture, who anytime he takes a shit, 2% of the population is raptured?
I haven't heard of him. That's powerful.
We got to stop him from eating.
Absolutely.
Have you thought about meeting with Harry Loincloth? Because that thing's a mess.
Oh.
The one you have on right now? There's shit all over it.
I've got to confess, as I get older, my power is harder and harder to control.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are surgeries I could do to... stop it entirely, but that's the only thing I really have to offer here.
Stop it entirely?
The crapping.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to stop it entirely.
That is a surgery you can have?
Yes.
Night Shift, we've spent so long trying to get extra buttholes.
Yeah.
And now we could just completely stop? That's an option?
That's blowing my mind. I don't want to give up my two buttholes.
Hey, you two, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm going to move along. As my mother always told me growing up, Crapdoor, you only have so much to offer a conversation.
Yes, I had the same feeling.
So, you had to go.
Goodbye, Crapdoor.
Goodbye, Crapdoor. Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, hey, guys. What a
mess. You just missed Crapdoor.
Oh, no, I didn't. What's this?
It doesn't matter.
So who did you end up working with on your issue?
I didn't work with it. I worked solo. I just went and...
You just went behind that tree over there?
Yeah.
That's Tree Man.
Oh, no. That explains why the whole time I was going, I kept hearing someone go, ahem. Ahem.
Well, there's Tree Man, and then there's Treric.
Treric?
Which is it's a guy named Eric who's also a tree.
Oh.
A lot of Eric's going on.
Yeah. Also, I asked for Bederek, and all I found was by Derek, and he was very nice.
Was he leaving, or was he into anything?
I'm not sure. He did seem like he was leaving, though.
Oh, gotcha.
Also, that polite little cough did you hear? Did it sound like a traditionally male voice or traditionally female voice?
I try not to make assumptions. It was just like a...
Because if it was a higher pitch, it might have been Throat Claire.
Throat Claire? Huh. I'm going to be thinking about Throat Claire.
There's also Throat Cleric.
Oh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, no.
It's not another Eric. It's a cleric.
Uh-huh, still.
Who,
from Throat Cleric, probably.
Yep. Oh, my. Arnie.
Yeah?
I mean, sorry. Sword Man.
Sword Guy. Sword Guy. There is a Sword
Wizard
Man.
Wizard Man, Sword Guy, Night Shift. Over there is, we mentioned when we were on the boat with Momo, that's Clash Kitty.
Oh,
the little kitten with swords tied to its paws?
The one that Strong Guy rides astride?
Well, I don't know if anybody rides that thing.
Wow,
so tiny.
They're friends, though. They're definitely friends.
They're definitely friends.
Yes, and Strong Guy's brother, Weak Guy, is friends with Scaredy Cat, and they're not related in any way.
No, but have you ever noticed how you never see Clash Kitty and Scaredy Cat at the same place at the same time?
Hmm.
It's a weird thing to say because they live on different islands.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, let me grab a Clash Kitty... But hey there, buddy. Do you want to come up here on the table?
Meow. Oh.
Meow.
Oh, this is such an adorable kitty. Although it does have swords.
I can cut you.
Oh, you could. Meow. Yeah.
Greetings, Clash Kitty. I am Wizard Man.
So loud. So loud. What is your name?
My name is Sword Guy. I have a sword through me.
No, I can see. Yeah. I'm tiny. I can see, though.
Yeah. You know, I've noticed on Strong Island, people are pretty into, like, they just kind of accept that when they hear someone's name, they're like, yeah, I get it. I don't need as much follow-up.
Yeah, it's pretty apparent what everyone's thing is.
Yeah.
Do you have any milk?
Do I have any milk?
Do you have any milk?
Oh,
or do you know where Milkman is?
Where Milkman is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm new to Strong Island, so I don't know where Milkman is.
Oh, okay. I'm so thirsty.
Not to be confused with...
Titty Boy?
With who?
Titty Boy.
What's that again?
Titty Boy.
Titty Boy. Oh, no. I was going to say not to be confused with Milkman, who's like Milkman, but from the Midwest.
Milk. Lemonade. That's it.
Wait, you saw lemonade?
Yes.
Oh, lemonade is a medic.
He puts lemons on your wounds.
That sounds bad.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Here, let me take off my hat and see if I have some milk hiding inside. Ah, I have conjured a dish full of milk for you.
He's wizard man. He's got powers.
Oh.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Clash Kitty.
So, can someone take off these swords?
Take some off. I mean,
oh, you don't want to be wearing those?
No.
I thought that was your whole thing, though.
No.
Wait, so if we take them off, will you change your name? Will you still be Clash Kitty?
I'd be Kitty.
Well, here, yes, we can take them off, of course. You're happy to- Ow!
Wait a second, it's a trick. Clash Kitty.
Come here, I want to tell you a secret.
No. I'm not going to fall for that one.
Don't you want to know a secret?
Have you met Sikrik?
What?
Sikrik?
I've got to say, Clash Kitty, there's something about your voice that makes it impossible for me to understand names.
It's because I'm so tiny.
You are so tiny.
Pick me up.
I'm going to guess what you were saying. I heard secret, and I'm just guessing Eric was on the end.
So many Erics.
I'm sorry, Clash Kitty. I'm not going to get close. But hey, do you want to see what's inside this box?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Night shift. Get away from that cactus.
I was just talking. Just spotted a water. What was that I just missed, that fucking freak show?
That was Clash Kitty, who, in retrospect, I guess while we were talking to them, we should have asked them where we could find Strong Guy.
Oh, yeah. Missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we want to talk to?
Well, if the two of you would like to go with me, I'm supposed to have another meeting with Puncho.
Ooh, yeah.
And Puncho?
I'd love to meet Puncho. I want to defend myself real quick. Sorry, that was Jactus, who's a jacked cactus.
Oh.
So just so you know.
Not to be confused with Jactus, who we won't go into.
We won't go into that. But do you see how muscular that cactus is?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Jactus. So I just want to make sure. It's not just a plant. That was a guy who had a thing.
Oh, yeah. A tall drink of water.
Let's talk to Puncho. What's Puncho's thing?
He keeps rain off of you.
Oh.
Yes, in battles, he keeps rain off of you.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be honest. Have you guys met Shieldman?
Yeah.
He's a little bit like Shieldman, but not quite as good.
I got to say about Shieldman. Shieldman seemed a little older. Like maybe he's been around longer.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like some of the warrior powers got a little more interesting after Shieldman.
Yeah.
Like Shieldman is just a guy with a bunch of shields.
Yeah. He's not that great in battle, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're getting attacked a lot.
Even then, it's like after the battle, you're like, how did it go? Huh? A lot of people died, but you know who wasn't hurt? Shieldman.
Right.
Spread the wealth.
Yeah.
You got shields on the bottom of your feet? What is that for?
Yeah.
I suppose you could, like, sled down a big mountain, and that's sort of fun.
Yeah, I guess that is kind of fun.
I gotta say, Usador, you seem to be a little more into Shieldman than anybody else.
I was just saying it's fun to sled down a big mountain, you know? If you had a big, like, kite... And you could, you know, just like fly out over a mountain range and then land on your shield and sort of, you know, surf your way down and then, you know, pull out your sword and then and kill a little goblin or something. That sounds like a fun time to me.
That does sound pretty fun.
Well, yes. I mean,
Shieldman can't do that. He can ride a is he going to fly on a shield off of a mountain? No, he's going to fall. Then he's going to land on his feet, which are shields, and he'll have some fun surfing. And then he's going to pull out a shield and not be killed by someone.
Yeah. I will say, as you're talking about turning into a sled and going down a mountainside, you're kind of encroaching on Tom Boggins' territory.
Yeah.
Tom Boggins' whole thing is that he goes down the sides of mountains.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if this was intentional. Word for word, you almost completely described Kite and Sled Man.
Wait, is that one person?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a kite and a sled.
Huh. Two things.
Yeah. Hmm. Huh. He's a little younger, though.
Kite and Sled Man.
It's kind of like evolving a little bit.
Okay. Okay. I see.
Well, should we take a break and see who else we can see?
Yeah, let's take a quick break. Let's get some drinks.
Let's go to Puncho. Oh, no, that's a different punch. Let's go to Punch Bowl.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Okay, we got some drinks, and I've got to say, these tropical drinks here seem great.
So, so good.
This whole place is really maybe a little over the top, but they really are into presentation.
Absolutely. It kind of makes me, I didn't want to talk about this. It makes me kind of miss Tico.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Tico with the tiki mug that used to be Arnie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I miss him.
I love
him
Tico.
Too. I love Tico.
I mean, that was me, just me in a different shape.
Packaging made all the difference.
Huh.
So let's meet Puncho.
Yeah. What do you need?
And this is Puncho, right? Not to be confused with Poncho, who has a little bit of a gut.
Yeah. I'm Puncho.
Where's Judio?
Judio, she took off. She's busy today.
What about Studio?
Sister Studio?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Arnie, he has a stutter.
What are you guys doing here? What is this?
Oh, yeah, we are new to Strong Guy Island, and we're trying to get in touch with whoever the most, sounds weird to say it, like this is the most powerful person here we can, or who's in charge?
Yeah, who do we talk to?
Yeah, well, I'm not new here, I'm Wizard Man.
Yeah, I remember Wizard Man. You're, you and Spellman hang out sometimes, do magic, right? Is that right? Is that what you do?
I mean, it's a pretty basic way of putting it. A lot of people here are magical, but that's kind of reductive to just say do magic.
Yeah.
You probably want to talk to a strong guy, but what are these things?
Hey, I'm so sorry, Puncho.
Yeah.
I know you're not used to it. I'm recording a podcast, and you're getting way off the mic
what
in a way
mean?
That this almost never happens. I've got to say, and
punchy.
I don't know, Night Shift, if you've ever noticed this, almost every time we interview someone who has never seen a microphone in their life, they get right up on it.
Yeah, yeah.
A microphone? Is that some sort of artifact?
Oh, Jesus.
Not him,
Christ.
Too.
I know. It's not an artifact. It's a magical device from another world that captures your voice.
Why are we wasting
I want to keep my voice.
Let's get rid of Puncho.
What?
Yeah, Puncho, we're good.
Oh, wait, man.
Thanks, man. Wait, let me...
Wait, I have one thing to tell you.
Yeah?
I know who you need to talk to.
Yeah?
It's a strong guy second in command.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
Who?
Commando.
Oh.
Commando.
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 Seems like they're really stretching to get man in that one.
Commando. Commando.
Yeah, he likes cooking with other people. Baking, specifically.
Oh, Commando.
So Dough is spelled D-O-U-G-H?
Yeah. And he puts his little belly, he does a little funny little laugh. He's second in command.
Huh, kind of like Pils Barrick?
Yeah, kind of like Pils Barrick.
What's Eric? God damn it.
Well, I'm going to get another drink.
All right.
I got to say.
All he's doing is pouring liquor on top of his head. He's spiking the poncho.
I mean, look, he's got a power. He wants to use it.
Yeah, okay.
I wonder how much posturing is going on here, right? Like, you just want to constantly remind people of what your thing is here.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, yes.
Everything's kind of on the nose. Like, earlier I was on the break, I was talking to Gorilla.
Uh-huh.
He's a gorilla who's super into gore.
Yeah.
There was a Sharkus, who's a shark named Marcus. There was a Dulcher, who's a boring vulture. Like,
yeah.
It's so on the nose.
Yeah.
Even Night Shift feels super creative, and it's not. What do you think, Artie?
I don't know. That string of names stopped me in my tracks.
It was over in the animal corner.
Oh, the animal
Gorilla, corner. Sharkus, and Dulcher.
Is Gorilla into, like, plays with a lot of gore, seeing a lot of gore, or goring people? Because there's a gorilla with a giant, like, almost rhinoceros horn over there. Is that gorilla or someone else?
That's rhinoceros. That's Ryan-oceros.
Oh.
Just happens to be a gorilla.
But then who's Rhinilla?
That's that melon rind that tastes like vanilla.
Oh, yeah. That's not a person at all. That's on the menu. Mm-hmm. Here it is right here, Rhinilla.
That's a drink. Yeah, that's a drink.
Yeah.
Yes, it's difficult here in some ways because everything is so apparent that it's hard to get to the deeper truth underneath.
Yes, everyone is such a mystery. It's all so surface level. Am I right?
Get out of here, Scaredy Cat. Have you ever noticed Scaredy Cat looks just like Clash Kitty?
Yes, but without the armor.
Without the armor.
Right.
And the swords.
Huh.
But you can tell that Scaredy Cat's hiding something behind his paws.
Yeah. Yes, I noticed that too. It seems like there might be something that is sort of tucked away.
Yeah, that's sort of clanking when he walks.
Also,
yeah.
It's got that duffel bag that looks like maybe there's armor inside.
Yeah, Arnie, have we told you about duffel bags?
No.
You seem to know what it was. You know what duffel bags are?
Well, we have the exact same thing on Earth.
Oh. So you use it for your armor and weaponry?
Usually.
Because that's what we use it for here, because we're idiots.
Oh. Well, no, on Earth, you use a duffel bag. You put... you put, like, exercise clothes and exercise shoes in it, then you put it in the trunk of your car, and then you never do anything.
Hmm.
But just in case.
Well, I suppose we could continue introducing ourselves to people, or we could head directly to the castle, if you'd feel like we've run out of options here.
Well, I met someone who might be able to help us
in
terms of directions. Have you met Rhyming Brian?
No.
That's, Hey, Brian! Rhyming Brian? It's my timing.
Well, hello, Rhyming Brian.
Well, you're a fellow, little pipe bin.
How are you doing today?
I am doing, quite gay.
Do people ever get rejected from Strong Guy Island?
Fuck!
Like, if a warrior comes here, is there a process where you kind of have to prove yourself and stay?
Up on the shelf and away.
No, he ran off.
Well, I think ending a sentence with island really scared him off, Arnie.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's tough.
That's all right. I was about to end a sentence with orange.
Oh, yeah, that would have broken. That would have broken him. Well, no help with direction. Should we just head out, or?
Maybe we should find a place to stay?
How about let's do this? Let's all just sit silent for 2 minutes and think about who else we want to talk to.
Oh, I know who it is. We should speak to one of Strong Guy's most powerful allies. He's a knight. His name is Paladan.
Paladan?
Yes. He's friends with Pala Eric.
He's a pal of Paladeric.
Yeah.
What do they call friends of Dan, though?
Huh?
Like Paladan's friends. Is that like that's not a pal of Paladan?
I don't know. I suppose they call him Friends of Paladan.
Yeah, Arnie, we don't have the answer to everything.
He's a very brave knight, but he's very sort of, you know, paladins, can they be sort of uptight, I would say.
Yeah.
Here he is now. Paladan, come over.
Hello. I am Paladin.
Oh, Paladin, do you remember me? I'm Wizard Man.
Ah, yes, Wizard Man. You're, if I remember correctly, a wizard.
That's correct.
Oh, Paladin, I have a great question for you. What do people call friends of yours?
Friends of mine?
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't know either.
No, I do.
You don't have any friends, do
I
you?
Have so many friends, and people call them different things in different eras. I'm just, some of them are a little ribald, so I'm trying to remember. Mine are called Chumadans, not to be confused with Chumastans.
Oh, yeah.
Which are people who love
a little
chum.
Intense, yeah. Very intense Chumstans.
We've come here for a purpose. We are seeking an artifact of the Dark Lord.
Why did you say it like that?
How do you say it?
How do you say it?
Artifact.
Artifact.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, hold on.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's each go around, and Arnie, you get in on this too.
Okay,
let's
yeah.
each say the word. So I'll start. Artifact.
Artifact.
Paladin.
Artifact.
Artifact.
See, even Paladin is saying artifact.
Yeah, even Paladin, who clearly is terrified that their voice is slipping moment to moment, says artifact right. What? Yeah, he's starting to sound a little like Kraptor.
A little like Kraptor, a little like Can.
Yeah.
A little like Wizeric.
A little like me, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys, you want to talk to Strong Guy?
Oh,
Pancho.
Pancho.
You want to talk to Strong Guy?
Yes.
What are these things?
Those are microphones.
Microphone.
Oh, no,
Pancho.
What is this?
God. Hold on. Oh, Pancho, almost? Step back a minute. Another, this is my friend, ASM Eric. ASM Eric, get up on the mic.
Another Eric.
Hey, how's it going today?
Oh, my scalp is tingling.
Oh, God. If you want to talk to Strong Guy.
Yeah, ASM Eric?
Then you've got to talk to his... you got to talk to his lady friend.
Huh. And will you... Sorry, we're being rude. Do you want to eat any of these chips?
Yeah, I'd love to eat some chips.
All right, that's about enough of a I could think of that. Sorry, Pancho. What were you saying?
You probably want to talk to.
Oh, you sound like Constipato. Constipedro.
Yeah, that's the thing. You definitely want to talk to. If you can't talk to Commando, you want
hold
to talk
on. Hey,
to.
Hey, Pancho, you gotta stay still. Yeah. You gotta stay still. You're spinning
what?
In place.
I gotta get my laps in, bro.
You're talking like a little child that has to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Pancho!
Yeah, what?
You're gonna be a fucking nightmare to edit.
Yeah, well, I'd say if you can't reach Commando, you gotta talk to Strong Guy's girlfriend. You know, they're engaged, actually, now.
Wow, oh. What's her name?
She's a wizard lady.
Wizard lady?
Oh. Wizard lady?
What? Huh. I thought, is she a wizard? Like,
man.
You know all the wizards, right, Wizard Man?
Well, I thought I did. I don't, but here, perhaps this wizard goes by another name. Could it be Eunice or
Genlevia? Your girlfriend, ooh. Kind of?
Or Samanza? Or,
who's Samanza?
Samanza the Azure?
Samanza the Azure? I guess this is the first time hearing about her.
Or I suppose it could be,
Isn't there a clear wizard?
Yes. I'd have to consult the wiki.
There's
Speaking of the wiki, whoever, if you're listening now, good luck with this episode.
There's also Tinga the Purple.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, Tinga the Purple. I'm so hungry all of a sudden.
Yes, what?
I'm going to order some chicken real quick.
There are a lot of wizards, you know, so it could be.
Is Tinga the Purple any relation to Sarah the Purple?
Sarah the Purple?
Yeah, Tingan and Sarah.
Twins!
I don't know. Perhaps they are. I only know Tinga.
Guys, I gotta say, we've only been here for 35, 40 minutes at most. It's kind of
exhausting.
Feels
like years, yeah.
It's exhausting.
That's true, but you've gotta feel like maybe this is what the show should always be.
Yeah. Just a cavalcade of characters.
Is this better? Is this more fun?
Is this what you want?
I don't know. I'm still here. I don't even... What is my voice?
Can, get out of here.
Bye.
Paladin.
Yes.
Paladin, do you know Patty Melt?
Patty Melt?
Yeah, the...
Patricia Melt?
Yeah, she can melt anything she touches?
Yes.
Oh, you know her?
Yes.
Huh. Does she melt hearts as well?
Yes.
Mm.
She melted mine.
Oh, that's why I am a ghost.
Oh, I didn't recognize that. Do you know Gusteric?
What is with you and Eric's?
What's with Eric's and Eric's?
I'm going to jump in here. I have to agree. It seems like everyone's name here is either man, woman, or Eric.
It's a conspiracy.
What about Ladderick?
Oh, Ladderick.
Oh, I thought Ladderick. I thought everyone was saying Ladderick.
Well, there's Ladderick.
Well, Ladderick is also a person. But we also established that there is Ladderick.
Yeah. Ladderick. Don't confuse Ladderick with Eric Boy.
No, that would be a grave mistake.
Have we lost our minds?
Did we die?
Is any of this really happening?
Wait, grave mistake. There's somebody over there named Grave Mistake.
Bring him over.
No, we don't need to talk to him.
Well, there are obviously a lot of different people to meet here and a lot of networking we're going to have to do in order to get to where we need to be.
Yeah,
so
there's Power Glass over there. It's just an hourglass with muscular arms and legs.
He's tough.
Yeah.
I think we should settle in for the night.
Also, there's Power Ass, who is a donkey. Not to be confused with Ass Man.
No. And that guy is making waffles, right, in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of making waffles in the morning, we should stay the night here.
That's an excellent idea.
I gotta say, we spent many years where I rarely left the Vermilion Minotaur, but this place is, there's just too many people. It's almost kind of like, look, I'm kind of an extrovert and an introvert. Like, I like to be around people, but I also like to be by myself. And
so
this
you're
place,
normal.
Yeah, so I'm normal, pretty much. I can't stay here too long in this beachside bar. Like, well, is there another place where we can kind of decompress a little
bit?
What
the fuck? I just paid Bunk Ted for us to sleep on him.
Bunk Ted?
Yeah. I was going to take the top, and you take the bottom. He's a power bottom, so that'll be fun.
Oh, wow. Bunk Ted isn't that guy that looks like Wendell Pierce over there?
Well, Magic Man, do you know of... Wizard Man, do you know of anywhere nearby to stay?
Well, night shift, sword guy. Mm-hmm. I think it's advisable that we walk just a little ways up the beach, and there's a beautiful tavern there that is associated to the beachside bar, and we can spend an evening there, and in the morning we gather our strength and our forces and head out into Strong Island.
That sounds like a great idea.
That is a great idea. Oh, you're so cute. Let me pet your head. Ow!
Oh, yeah, you can't trust. Have you noticed Clash Kitty has an empty duffel bag that he carries around?
Clash Kitty, what is that empty duffel bag for?
Nanya.
What?
Nanya.
Nanya what?
Nanya business. Mm. Clash Kitty!
Ow!
Milk!
This seems like a weird transition, but I've got an email.
Out of this whole episode, that seems like a weird transition?
I guess I'm just sort of like, so much of this information has been thrown at my brain. I'm kind
it's
of
a
just
lot of stimuli.
Looking for like...
Oh, have you met Stimu Guy?
Oh,
we don't need to talk to him.
Look, as always, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address.
I should have said Stimulile.
Why would you? What do you mean you should?
No, I'm just saying that's what his name should have been, but I didn't raise him or name
him.
Yeah,
that's not on you.
Yeah, no.
Just yeah, that's his parents. His parents
funnier name.
Really dropped the ball.
Stimulile is way better than Stimu Guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think to your earlier point, that was a weird transition. I have to leave for no reason.
Oh, but no, but Wizard Guy, Wizard Man... Wizard Man,
yes.
This email is specifically for you.
Oh.
It's a listener emailing back.
You sure they don't want to hear from Shield Man? No, go ahead.
This is from Jake Ruby, who emailed us a while back, and you used a spell for his hair?
Oh, yes.
This email says, "Dear Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, thank you so much for trying to restore my full head of hair. I regret to inform you that I still have a five head. My pubes got really long, though. Also, I am really into birds now, except starlings. Yeesh. Thank you so much, Jake Ruby."
Well, that's nice, Jake. Thank you so much. You're very welcome.
That's wonderful. And off mic, Arnie, you were saying Jake Ruby, that's the guy who shot Lee Harvey Oswald?
No, actually, that was Lee Harry Oswald.
Oh.
Jake Ruby, Lee Harry Oswald.
Did someone call for Harry Loincloth?
Oh, God. No. Oh, wait, I got one more. Just really quickly, before we go find our hotel... There's another email about the hair spell. It seems like it was very impactful.
Oh, wow.
"Dear Usador, you remember that spell you tried to cast on Jake Ruby? This person remembers Jake Ruby's name. Well, me and a few other people I know who listen to this podcast have started sprouting hair as well. It appears to affect everyone differently. One of my friends is literally covered in it now, and other one has hair growing inside her mouth.
Whoa.
So anyway, could you reverse the spell, please?
What?
No one should have to trim the inside of their ears as much as I do right now, and I just want it to stop. Love the show, but on behave, sick, of those afflicted, please help, Brian.
That's so sad. I mean, I know I was talking to somebody at the bar earlier, and they said there's a funeral today in the backyard here for Herrick.
Oh.
Choked on his own hair.
Huh.
So sad.
Sad when you lose an Eric.
Yeah. Usador, you're wizard man, your spell must be reaching Earth.
Yes, as I hoped it would. I didn't know if it could reach through the dimensions, but apparently this podcast is even more powerful than we ever dreamed.
Any other spells you want to hit Earth with?
Sure.
Or do you want to fix the fucking mess that you already started with that last spell?
No, don't fix it. Do some more magic.
I imagine it's done more help than harm. And, you know, just because you have a little hair in your mouth doesn't mean your life is over. It just means, you know, you're a unique individual. I've given them a gift is the way I choose to look at it.
I've just got to say we haven't gotten a single email from someone being like, hey, thanks for the hair spell. It totally worked as planned.
Well, after this episode comes out, maybe we will start getting a lot of those emails.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're happy with your hair growth.
Yeah, and we'll read that email months from now.
How about a spell where,
ooh, Wizard Man. Maybe a spell that makes everyone rate and review us on iTunes.
Oh,
yes, what a good idea. Here now, listener, I cast a spell on thee that you are compelled, with your consent, to come and write, rate and review us, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, I compel you. You're already listening, but rate us, review us, and tell your friends. Ooh.
His eyes went all googly spinny.
What is that?
Puncho.
Fuck off, Puncho.
Looks like Puncho is agitated because he's compelled to rate, review, and subscribe, but he doesn't know how to or have any access to do those things.
Means nothing to him.
Yeah. Aren't any spells you want to cast on Earth?
Yeah. I love, love, double, double, checks, checks, more, than, the, rest, rest.
It is catchy.
Try to forget that.
Remember when we had all the guys from Super Ego on a few episodes ago? That was fun. This was more like that movie scene where everyone's John Malkovich. But instead of John Malkovich, it's, I don't know, late career Ray Romano. Sword Guy was played, oh right, we don't credit him. Wizard Man was played by Matt Young. Night Shift, aka Bad Jerick, was played by Adol Refai. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Specialist assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Strong Guy Island variation recorded by Sage GC. Remember, when you drift off to sleep tonight, if the moon is out, take a moment to peer through your bedroom window, and you may just see a mysterious figure peeing on your mailbox.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.